Well, Peyton Manning, you know him, the superstar quarterback, he's denying vigorously these accusations that he used human growth hormones. But now veteran NFL players are saying that they think in some cases it could be 40% of current players using HGH. Just how troubling is this? Let's talk to a man that knows, Don Hooten, president of the Taylor Hooten Foundation, which he started in memory of his son, 17-year-old son, who took his own life back in 2003. Don, thank you for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon, Mike. How you doing?
Good, good. And if you could, tell me the circumstance of what is it that happened with your son and led him to take his life?
Well, my son was a high school baseball player, and as we now know, wound up getting into anabolic steroids in his junior year in high school, along with about half of the boys on his high school baseball team. And the long and short of it is he was on steroids for about 7 months. And when he came to withdraw off the steroids, he entered a depression that was serious enough that he wound up committing suicide.
And did you at any point know he was using it and then quitting them or any of that?
Not right until the very end. We had him seeing a doctor who had him quit cold turkey, and as it turns out in hindsight, that was probably his death sentence.
He should have been weaned off from it, you're saying?
That's exactly right.
Interesting. Would that have been something a doctor could have walked him through? Or?
Well, as we've learned, we don't have enough time to get into it here, but very, very few doctors are trained or even aware of this problem. Just like most of the adults that are listening to us right now have no concept of how many kids are playing with this HGH and anabolic steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs.
What percentage would you say are high school, college kids, athletes using these things?
The most recent numbers that are out, which were done last year, shows that 7% of high school kids, not just athletes, 7% of the total population, boys, girls, athletes, and non-athletes, admit to using anabolic steroids. And, of course, our listeners right now are all thinking, well, it's somebody else's kid, it's somebody else's school, it's somebody else's program. And the truth is that it's going on everywhere. And most of these kids now aren't using it for athletic reasons. Many of them still are, but this thing is morphed. It's now become a body image.
Okay, it just builds a lot of muscle, essentially? Or?
That's right. These kids are doing it because they want to look better, the boys and the girls. I mean, it's crazy.
For the girls, too, you're saying, huh?
The girls, too. The girls are the fastest-growing user group. Mm. You know, we're all familiar with anorexia and bulimia. For the girls, that results from the body image challenges. Just imagine, the folks that instead of wanting to get skinny, they want to get big and get those cut muscles. There's even a term for it. It's called bigorexia. So, it's prevalent all over the country right now.
Talking to Don Hooten with the Taylor Hooten Foundation, TaylorHooten.org. Do you believe Peyton Manning when he says he never used HGH?
I want to believe him, and I want to be extremely careful not to indicate otherwise. I mean, it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
The only thing I would keep in mind that as we think back, whether it's Lance Armstrong or Alex Rodriguez or Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire, every one of these pros were in the same stage of denial that Peyton Manning is right now, and it may turn out, and I'm very hopeful, that he's innocent on this one, but they all deny it.
Yeah, the Bleacher Report talked to several veterans. One said, quote, steroids aren't the problem. HGH is the big problem. For the past 4 to 5 years, the league has almost been overrun by HGH. How do you compare HGH to steroids? A whole different thing, or...?
It's a whole different thing. It's a performance enhancing drug, but the guys are using this stuff to recover. It helps an athlete whose muscles are tired or worn out or they're in pain, and it will help them recover faster, or at least they believe it will help them recover faster.
What's the problem with using it then?
Well, first of all, it's illegal. It's even illegal for a doctor to prescribe it for anything other than a very, very, very limited number of uses. but there are a whole bunch of side effects that can go along with the use of anabolic steroids. Well, anabolic steroids too, but the HGH.
Uh-huh.
But the most important reason, it's illegal and it's against the rules. So
okay.
It's cheating. And these guys, as well as the docs, can go to jail if somebody's been prescribing this stuff.
Is it less harmful to that, to your health, though, taking HGH as compared to these steroids?
To be honest, I don't know how to rate them one over the other. You know, I know I'm very, very familiar with the anabolic steroids and both the physical and the emotional dangers.
Yeah.
The HGH is a newer drug, and I'm not sure that there are a whole bunch of studies, but there's things like acromegaly, some weird growth things that can happen to the bones and to the body, and other side effects that I'm not as familiar with as I should be.
Now, the long-term effects, you said in your son's case, he really should have been weaned off steroids, and many of his teammates were using steroids. How did they turn out? I mean, were any of them affected long-term by the use? Or?
Well, it's probably still too early to know, but the primary side effects that come along with the anabolic steroids are in the cardiovascular system.
Uh-huh.
You know, just think about it. If you inject yourself with a muscle-building substance, there's no reason to believe the only muscles that are getting bigger are the ones you can see on the outside of the body. I mean,
so
the contrary,
your heart gets bigger, you're saying.
Uh-huh. Your heart gets bigger, good cholesterol goes down, bad cholesterol goes up, the heart gets enlarged, high blood pressure, heart attack. I mean, we've lost several kids over this last year at 20, 21, 22 years old of heart attacks after using this stuff. So, very, very, very dangerous stuff.
And nowadays, do you think kids or high school athletes generally know there are risks, but are willing to take the risk anyway?
Well, I don't think most of them know the risks because they're not being educated on this subject. That being said, hey, if their favorite professional athlete's doing it, and that's the worst thing that I fear when these pros get caught doing this stuff is the message that gets sent to the kid that this is what it takes to get to the very top. And if my favorite professional athlete's willing to take the chance, well, you know, how are you going to convince a 16 or 17-year-old that they shouldn't be doing
it? Former quarterback Brady Quinn and the story told the Bleacher Report that he feels that HGH is really behind the rash of injuries across the NFL. I thought that was interesting. That players are so much faster.
Speculation on that, as well as the anabolic steroids. You get torn ligaments and tendons, and it's a false. It gives them a false sense of invincibility and health and
like your muscles almost become too strong for your body to handle. In some ways, it sounds like.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah, it just rips everything up. Don Hooten, president of the Taylor Hooten Foundation, taylorhooten.org. Find him there. Don, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
6:52. We're back in 10 seconds.
Dr. Mark Williamson of the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center answers the pet question of the week on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.